Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Much Ado About Vampires by Katie McAllister, narrated by Nicole Poole, and directed by Erica Jensen.
Prologue. Alec Darwin was dying, or as close to it as one could be without having that last little spark of life flitter away into nothingness. He closed his eyes and lay back, shifting slightly when a rock dug into the small of his back. Should he go to the trouble of trying to remove it, he wondered absently, so he could lie for eternity in comfort? Or was such a trivial thing worth the effort? Did he even have the strength to do it? It had been all he could do to stagger to the area he had the previous day cleared of small pointed rocks, his final resting place. His shoulder shifted in mild irritation. The rock ground into his kidney, the pain of it distracting him from his plan. Damn it, he hadn't seen a rock when he fell to the ground, his strength draining from him as his body squeezed the last morsel of energy from the remaining teaspoon or two of blood that was slowly absorbed into his dying flesh. He was supposed to be cherishing his martyrdom as he lay dying in the Akasha, not thinking about a damned rock the size of a watermelon digging into his back. He was supposed to be thinking of the pathetic tragedy of a life that he had been forced to live, unenlivened with any sort of joy or happiness or even hope. He shouldn't be wondering whether if he rolled over onto his side, the damned rock would let him die in peace. If only his beloved hadn't died. If only he'd come to her a few minutes earlier, he could have been there when that idiot Reaper lost control. If only he'd bedded her and joined the minute he knew she was his beloved, rather than a